Hey, Bird.
Not a corgi, actually.
I believe, Travis, that's Anus Wagner.
Thank you.
If you want the phonetic spelling of it. Hello, how are we doing?
Hello, Corby.
Hello, friend.
So,
it was fun seeing you on TV yesterday.
Yeah, you guys look so hot.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Let's go back to ticket stock.
Okay.
If you guys can remember that far back.
I can.
And we had the live birdhouse out there, and a guy walked over, and he had the uncomfortable hypothetical of you can time travel anywhere, anywhere you want. So time travel is a real thing, but every time you time travel, you first have to go back, I don't know what year he was saying, when it was, but to watch your parents have sex.
Right.
Then you could time travel anywhere you wanted, right after that. And imagine if it was like a marathon session.
Okay, you know what? Let's just keep going.
Like all day, you get there and it's 9 a.m. and they just start up and don't even get dressed. And you just got to stay there for 12 hours watching the position changes.
Okay. Yeah, like you're trying to make it back to the first Olympics and you're just sitting there. You missed all the events because you're sitting there watching your parents.
But they can't see you. That was the whole thing.
Like,
Right. They don't know. Yes.
They don't know
they
that you're
do
there.
Not,
right.
Yeah. They have no idea that
your
you're
dad's not like high-fiving you, you know? Like,
no, no. Oh. What if he was high-fiving his buddy, though?
God, what a trip that would be. Man. You're like, Mom, you're an Eiffel Tower?
Oh, you...
What?
Look at me.
Donovan, you think you'd freak out if they were getting all hot and heavy? And
no, I can't even think. No, I'm done.
And your dad kind of turned around and opened the closet. And
this guy walks out.
Here comes
out.
His best friend.
All right, I'm up next. Hey, everybody.
And then he looks just like you. The friend that walks out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not participating in this.
Awesome.
Whoa.
Okay, this guy says, instead of you watching him do it, and he's addressing you, Donovan, because you're clearly the most uncomfortable.
I am definitely out.
Okay, so this is the lesser of two evils. But you get to time travel wherever you want. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Mm.
Like, you can see a real dragon, Donovan.
Again, that doesn't move the needle for me. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Instead of seeing them have sex, you just have to see them solo.
What?
That'd be worse.
What?
Is that worse?
That's the lesser of two evils?
Especially if it's your mom.
Okay.
And like before, like your vision, it takes a second. And like whenever you're placed there, you just hear this.
Would you rather, gun to head, Donovan, which one would you rather do?
Are you just dying?
Shoot! Just shoot! Just take me. Take me now.
I'm done. I don't think
it's so you don't have a preference.
Deal, I mean.
The preference?
Like, you have to choose one.
You have to.
I'm doggy style? Me? No. I'm out. I'm not time traveling. That's the whole point. I have a choice because I don't want to time travel. I am fine where I am. I don't want to go back and see the first dragon. I don't want to see the first Olympics. I don't see any of that.
Dragon.
I'm fine. I'm good. Again, traveling back in time, not very beneficial for me.
Oh, God. It'd be so funny. So, you're in like a little time capsule and you're typing in Age of the Dragon and it keeps popping up. That's not real.
So I will just stay where I am and be happy to know that my parents just never did anything. It's great.
No. No.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
All right. Let's see. If any of your teams could win a title, but you have to watch every State of the Union from 1970 until today and do a podcast review of each one for a year straight. Would you do it? So you could pull off the four-peat of all four local teams winning the title but you have to watch every State of the Union and then do a 2-hour podcast right after it for a year straight.
Why for a year? If it's only from 1970, that's only 50-some-odd State of the Unions.
Yeah, you got to keep, well,
and then
are there
to do
a year,
2-hour
right?
podcast.
I thought there's only one
two
a year. There's two a year?
No, I thought it was just one, right?
Dude, I think that there's multiple States of the Union.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Really?
I don't know. I don't watch them.
Well, why are you sounding so confident that there are more than one then?
It's just an annual thing.
Travis, look that up.
It is.
There's only one a year.
Yeah. It's an annual message delivered by the president. Annual. There's one a year.
Yeah, why do you think there are multiple ones?
Right.
So I don't know. It just seems like that when I was a kid and I wanted to sit down and watch the A-team, that there would always be a State of the Union.
Nope, there's just the one. So that's only 56 that you'd have to go through. You do a quick podcast after each one and all four teams.
2 hours of each podcast, and then you have to watch it.
You have to do a 2-hour
podcast. And this guy's basically saying
you're
rotating it. Like, you just keep doing it. You keep watching it. Maybe there's new stuff you watch, and you still got to do the podcast for a year.
I mean, I'd be interested to go back to 1970 to listen to the State of the Union address.
No.
That might be fun, but then knowing that I have to go.
That's 3 to 4 hours a day of your life.
That's the whole point. But you'd
be so happy.
Yeah, all your teams
would be so miserable by the time they won. I'd be like, who cares? I got to go do a damn podcast again on the State of the Union.
And you'd probably miss all the games anyway because you're so focused on State of the Union. Was there any bigger... I mean, it's a power down for me now. Was there any bigger power down, though, as a kid?
Right.
Because we only had 4 channels. When your parents...
all of them.
They hog the TV, and they're sitting there watching State of the Union.
I don't know if my parents watched.
Ugh.
I don't think they did. And,
mine
you know,
did.
We would... I think. I don't know. You would do something else. But I don't think they just actively sat down in front and... You know, Alice Brigham. No, my mom's name, that's not Alice. Why would I say that?
Oh, so you have been time traveling.
In the Brady Bunch or something?
That doesn't make sense.
I was thinking about someone else's family.
I'm sure you are.
Not mine.
I bet.
So your other family.
She was the person that walked out of the closet. Interesting.
Miss Alice was a nice lady.
Sounds wonderful.
I always thought it was funny on States of the Union where... If it, like, whatever the party is that has the president, they all stand and go bonkers, and the other party just sits there like, well, I'm not going to applaud that. And they just sit
so dumb.
It's dumb on both fronts.
Like two sentences, and they're just standing up like it's the greatest thing they've ever heard.
Right. Because nobody in that room, nobody in the history of States of the Union likes the president that much.
No, it's ridiculous.
None of them.
And that's what makes
especially
it so
like,
long.
Yeah, and then, you know, then they're like, the economy is better than it's ever been. Yeah!
And they cheer for 30. Like, if they didn't allow cheering, it'd be over in 10 minutes.
Right. It's just so dumb. And then, yes, the other side is just sitting there just staring. God, what a dumb world we live in.
Yep.
All right, hypothetical. You get to sleep with your dream celebrity, whoever that may be. So, guys, pick whoever it is, Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt, whoever you want.
Okay.
But no one ever knows, so, or would believe you. Like, you had this night with whoever, Sydney Sweeney, and you, like, the next day you're like, oh my God, Matt, you're not going to believe this, but
okay,
I had sex with Sydney Sweeney. And you're like,
we're going to need that.
Yes.
That doesn't bother me.
Why
I don't
wouldn't
care.
We do this?
And why would you? I don't care if you believe me, will believe me or not.
Well, because there's no point in doing it. And
why do you have to tell somebody? Man, you get to enjoy that for the rest of your life.
I got a couple of different points that would be very happy.
Or you date that person for a month and it's everyone sees you two together. So you're out like 3-4 times a week. And
well, why
like,
can't
oh
you
God.
Hook up the first night you date them?
Well, you can't do that. Nothing ever happens. So
you
either
kiss
get
them?
To sleep one night with them, but no one believes you, and you're just like, this sucks. Or you get to hang out with them for, you know, a month straight every night,
but
nothing
get
ever
to,
happens.
Right, like, can you hold hands?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because you got to have something so that when they take pictures of you, people go, man, she's with him. And then when it's over after the month, then other hot supergirls in the Hollywood world want you.
See, man, that's the chance I think you got to take.
Yeah, that would be it.
I just don't care
about
the outside appearances of it. I know what happened, and I know what I did, so I'm fine
with
that.
Yeah, but you would be trying to, we would be at the Super Bowl, or like, we would be at a Cowboys training camp. You're like, you're not going to believe what happened last night.
You're right.
And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't believe you. You're a freaking liar.
Okay. You can believe what you want to, but I know what happened, so I'm fine with it.
I got to lay down with Margot Robbie. Dang.
Yeah.
Is that what you would say?
Sure you did, Matt.
Man, you guys are just so worried about what other people think or what they say. You know what happened.
I think
because you would want to tell someone. You couldn't just keep it to yourself. You want to tell someone.
I tell myself every night. Man, remember that part?
And then Donovan time travels and finds you. You're telling yourself every night.
Oh, Sydney. I think I might choose.
Would you do that, Donovan? Would you time travel to watch Matt do that? And then you get to go meet dragons and stuff.
You know, I don't want to watch Matt do anything.
You see me just right over that, trying to find my tweezers again. Like, what is he doing?
Put the pepper in your nose. So you can sneeze and find it.
Okay, speaking of time travel, if you could go back to any legendary sporting event, which one would you go back in time to witness?
The Miracle on Ice seems like it would have been badass to see in person if you had the idea and understanding of the weight of what it was.
Right,
right. Yeah, which I think 90% of the people in there, unless they were a little kid,
right.
5-year-old kid, they didn't know. They just thought it was a hockey game. But if you were just a normal above 10-year-old kid, then you know exactly what that meant. I think that would be very high on the list. Are there any NFL games that?
I don't know, because even. Like, would you want to go back and be in Pasadena when the Cowboys won 52-17 and you knew really early on they were going to win?
No.
You know, maybe the Stars in 99.
Yeah, but what if you're just not into hockey like that? Like, I wouldn't want to go to Miracle on Ice. I probably would now as a grown man, but that's not an event that I saw and went, oh, man, I hate I missed that. I didn't care about the sport.
No. But you have the perspective of your age now? Right now. Yeah. Like, you now are, you know, 50 years old, and you can look back at any sporting event that went on and be like, man, that would have been like seeing Jesse Owens win all those gold medals as Hitler's looking on. You're like, this is badass. And you got your big red, white, and blue flag draped around you and like looking up there like, what's up, Hitler?
Nine.
What's up, Hitler? Can you imagine?
That would be badass to see that.
Yes.
I just wonder what the diversity of the crowd was.
Yeah.
Would I stick out?
Like, so in 1930s Berlin, Germany?
Right.
Yeah, it'd be you and Jesse Owens. That'd be it. But you're not going to get harmed or anything because you're rooting. I mean, you're just there.
He just looks at you. Why do you look like this man?
And then the American coach immediately grabs you out of the stands and sticks you in the relay.
Right. Puts me right there on the track. Like, dude, I don't care. You are faster than all these other dudes. Let's go.
Surely you can beat this guy from Sweden.
I was trying to think.
I would. You know what? I think I would like to go back to one of those Ollie Foreman or Ollie Frazier fights.
Yeah, that's a good one. Rumble in the Jungle would be kind of awesome to go out there and check that out.
Yeah.
That would have been badass.
That would have been incredible. Hell, you could probably talk me into going like to the Buster Douglas fight. Like, that would have been amazing to be at.
Yep. Yep, you're right. Go to Japan and go check that out. That's a really good one too.
Let's see. This guy says I missed ticket stock this year because my son got strep and infected my wife and I.
Dang.
What's an event that you missed because you, your partner, or child got sick or got you sick? Man,
never missed one.
I think I've been knocked out of multiple concerts and things like that because I was sick. I missed one.
I almost missed out on a trip to Atlanta when I was in the fourth grade because of chicken pox.
But I got over it just in time to make that trip. So that would have been a definite bummer. I don't know if it was sick or illness or what, but I didn't go again to the Winter Classic when it was at the Cotton Bowl for some reason, and I have all kinds of regrets for that. That is one of the worst decisions I've ever made. And I don't know, I can't remember exactly the circumstances because I had the ability to go and I just didn't.
I've only been sick like twice in the last 15 years, so.
Such a brag. So
it's true.
Well, okay, so have you ever had a vacation wiped out because of sickness? I have. I got like COVID wiped out.
Yeah, COVID.
Like a trip to Colorado 1 year for, with the family. I wiped the whole thing out.
Yep. Yeah, we had a going to Florida to what's in Florida? Palm? West Palm Beach? That's in Florida, right?
Sure is.
Yep, we had a trip to there for
it's
the
on the
anniversary.
West side of Palm Beach.
Thank you. And that was wiped
COVID
out.
Wiped COVID wiped out?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had COVID wiped out my when I was supposed to go to Fenway for the first time ever to see the Rangers and the Red Sox play, and we had planned the whole trip, and COVID hit, and that got canceled, and I didn't get to go again until last year, five years later.
Okay, well, all right, Mr. I've only been sick twice in 15
years.
Yeah,
but I didn't have COVID. It was America.
China.
It's not what I heard. All right, thank you, Corby.
One of the two times I got sick was COVID, but it wasn't. I didn't miss the trip because I had COVID at the time. COVID existed.
It was just because of the concept of COVID.
Yes, you know, COVID canceled everything.
Yeah. Omicron.
But I didn't have it at that time.
Mr.
Omicron.
Thank you. You finally acknowledged that.
That wasn't a compliment. That was an insult.